Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Praying sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for my sisters listening today for her just to really have her eyes opened and see very clearly how dangerous the falling away is, and how just a little leaven of the whole lump, how pride is so dangerous, and how it's in the church and it's caused a lot of false teaching and false representations of you. And just ask that she really starts to just kind of just really just starts to wake up and fear, in a good way, but fear, so that she'll fear, you know, being deceived, and fear, walking in pride, and fear, you know, just even her own self, so that she'll put all of her faith and trust for her salvation in your Holy Spirit and in your grace, and really humble herself and put all of her faith and trust in you. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I talked a little bit yesterday about how the church in the United States doesn't really believe in hell, okay? That they have, and some people might say, well, that's not true. You know, they talk about it, you know, and, you know, if you ask them, they'll say, yeah, there's a hell. You know, yes, you need to be a Christian. You know what I mean? And just kind of explain to you why I'm saying this and how this happens, okay? You have to understand, scripture says that the carnal mind is enmity against God, okay? And that Jesus, before he goes to the cross, okay, he, if you read the scriptures, he tells them over and over and over again, okay, that he's going to be crucified, you know, that some man will be delivered in the hands of men, they shall crucify him, and the third day will rise again. He tells them over and over again about the cross. And when it happens, they still don't get it. Think about yourself, okay? Think about your trials, okay? And when you've walked with the Lord, how if you didn't abide in the vine and walk with him every day, you just kind of forgot about your trials. Like, you could have known something of the Spirit. He told you it, you understood it, and you just forgot it. The moment that you, you know, if you weren't humble and continually walking in the Spirit, okay, and reading your Bible and abiding in the vine every day, okay, you know, I'm pretty sure you could look back at some point in some trial somewhere where you knew something and you had the truth, just like the parable of the sower, right, in the beginning, and then, you know, but you ended up walking in pride and wandered off and started doing it on your own, and you completely forgot what you knew, and you didn't do well on your trial, okay? Now, understand that about yourself. Understand the wickedness of your flesh. That's what that is. That's what that is, okay? The reason why the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, for without me you can do nothing, is because if you don't stay in constant contact with them and talk to them continually, okay, then your flesh will override you, and it's wicked, and it will completely cause you to forget and know everything that you knew, okay? That's how it is, okay? That's why it's appointed to judgment. That's why you got to crucify it and slaughter it daily, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's your enemy, okay? It's your worst enemy. Now, laying this foundation, this is why, okay, I'm, you know, saying, if you take an honest look at the church in the United States, it doesn't believe in hell, okay? You've got people, you know, I show respect to pastors, but I have to speak the truth because it's dangerous, okay? All right, it's dangerous. You have people in charge of churches, in charge of Bible labs, in charge of Christian websites, okay, who are making choices in pride, okay? They themselves, okay, have just gone through a system, okay, that's religious. If you talk to most pastors, you can ask them if they've gone to Bible college, ask them, what do they say? They'll tell you, they study books about the Bible, but not the Bible, okay? They haven't, not all, there are good pastors out there. I know that there are, okay? But this is how the falling away takes place. You don't have to be like, you just have to be of the flesh. That's how evil the flesh is. It's not really that complicated, okay? In order to be, okay, a servant of the Lord, you have to be completely broken, completely humbled, okay, completely shattered and filled with the Spirit. That's how it works, but that's not how it works in the United States. You just have to have a fairly good testimony, go to some college, get a certificate or a degree, and people think that you're a pastor, and then you're qualified to lead something. And that's not how it works in the Spirit. That's worldly. And what ends up happening is there's pride there, and a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So you've got people making decisions, okay? And you could talk to them yourself. You can ask. They'll even advise you if you get too hot, okay, in terms of the Spirit. Okay, if you start getting boiling hot and start talking about hell, they'll say, you know, you're going to scare people off with that. You need to settle down. Okay, our God is a God of love. Well, that's pride. Okay, that's pride. Because that's thinking that they know better than Christ. Okay, because if you look here, okay, let's just do like a really quick little overview here. Okay, you've got Matthew chapter 13. This is Jesus speaking. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And again, he says, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. Again, he says it, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth, is Matthew 24. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth, and this is Matthew 8. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is Matthew 25. And he shall, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Luke chapter 13. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Okay. And that's just like a brief overview, okay, of just a few scriptures of Christ speaking. If your pastor, your Bible app, whatever you're studying, doesn't sound like Jesus Christ, okay, you need to run from it. You do. You need to practice discernment. And let me explain to you why. Because when you're getting fed only part of the Bible, only part of the Spirit, only the part that people like, okay, you are going to be lost and confused. I talked about this, okay, in more detail earlier on, okay, in the earlier portion of this series, okay, with more scriptures and more detail. But you are going to be lost and confused when you see the real God of the Bible show up, and there is wrath. You will have a fictional character in your head of God. And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be that overwhelming. Somebody doesn't have to show up and do a big lie to you and say, oh, this is who God is, and trying to, no, a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. All you need to do is get daily Bible apps about really nice scriptures, things that you like to hear. Okay. That's all you really need to stay in a place of deception like that. It's really not that hard, because your flesh is evil and it will eat it right up. It'll receive it wholeheartedly. All you need is a Bible app that shows you scriptures every day that are encouraging and maybe a little bit corrective, slightly corrective. When's the last time you got a Bible app like that? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Where the worm dieth not. When is the last time that popped up on your smartphone? Think about it. Okay? When's the last time you went to a website? Okay. And the scripture for the day, okay, was weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay. Where God says, I create evil. Think about it. Okay. That's how it happens. That's how a church starts to form in their mind a God that doesn't send people to hell. It's just that simple. It's just that easy. It's very subtle. It's not that complicated. All you need is to be fed scriptures here and there, here and there, here and there, that are only the ones that you're comfortable with, only the ones that you like to hear. And then boom, you've got an image of God in your head that doesn't send people to hell. Hell is distant, almost fictional in a way. It can happen really quick. That's how your flesh is. That's why Jesus talks about it over and over again. Because we don't see eternity. Seeing eternity is a spirit thing. It's a Holy Spirit thing. Seeing hell is a Holy Spirit thing. Okay? The carnal mind doesn't see hell, doesn't believe in hell, it doesn't understand hell, doesn't understand eternal judgment. So if you feed it with a bunch of little comfy, cozy, sweet scriptures that it likes to hear, it'll walk off in pride and create an image of God that doesn't send people to hell. and then hell's not real. And that's how it happens. That's how you have a church that doesn't really believe in hell. And you know why you know it's true? Because you know a tree by its fruit. How many Christians do you know? How many, even yourself, beloved Christian, beloved sister in Christ, are you terrified? Ask yourself, are you terrified? Terrified. And again, I say terrified for your loved ones who are on their way to hell. Are you terrified for them? Because you should be. Have you cast off your own life? Have you thrown it in the trash for the sake of the gospel? When the Holy Spirit tells you that you need to go over there and help out, you need to go over there and talk to that person, you need to let this go. Not important. That's important. They're on their way to hell. You need to repent. When you hear that by the power of the Spirit, do you stop everything and say, yes, Lord? Yes. Oh God, yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. If the answer is no, then you don't really believe in hell either. You don't really see it. You don't really know for certain that it's coming and it exists and it lasts forever. Forever. And I'll leave it there for today, okay? You need to be practicing discernment, sisters. You need to be watching what you're fed with. Make sure it's the whole, true, real God of the Bible. And I'll leave it there for today. But I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she truly does search these things out with you, and that she does pray again to be filled with the Spirit so that she may serve you. I ask all these crazy questions in Jesus' name, amen.